You may have noted the unemployment rate went down the other day, in part because so many people left the labor force. For a variety of reasons, sure, but many of them were discouraged workers. A discouraged worker doesn't just describe a state of mind. That's an official term referring to people who gave up their job searches because they couldn't find anything. And according to the Labor Department, there were 844,000 of them last month. The overall labor force, which in normal times grows, is actually shrinking, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Both Jeff Dutton and his wife, a neuroscientist, have PhDs. But for years now, neither has found work. Dutton spent years writing software manuals. At 68, he says he can't afford to retire, yet finding a job also feels out of reach.
My skills were beginning to slip away. I wasn't up on the new version of everything anymore. Software was turning to the cloud and the web. The companies that were in that area, you know, kept looking for people who had been in that area, and that wasn't me.
But discouraged workers like Dutton aren't the only ones not in the job market anymore. Because the U.S. population is growing, the pool of those working or looking for work should also be increasing. Instead, the labor force is slightly smaller than it was 4 years ago, meaning millions of people who should be there aren't. But there's little conclusive information about who these people are or what they're doing instead. Courtney Coyle is an economist at Wellesley College who studies older workers.
It really looks like people are kind of limping across the finish line to retirement.
One man I interviewed in his 60s gave up looking for work after his stock portfolio recovered. But Coyle says a very small percentage of labor force dropouts can claim to be so lucky. In fact, the numbers suggest less educated, long-term unemployed people are turning elsewhere.
It looks like for some people the disability insurance program sort of functions as a unemployment insurance of last resort.
The number of people on disability insurance has increased more than 20% in the last 4 years. Going back to school isn't an attractive option for workers in their 50s, but school enrollment is increasing because of people like Laura Jones, who opted to retrain after losing her job as a contractor for Microsoft. For 2 years, employers told her she was underqualified for programming jobs, but overqualified for grocery store work.
I was doing all the things that they said you're supposed to do, the customizing your resume to the job posting. I was getting good feedback on my interview skills. I was doing all the things that you were supposed to do, but it wasn't working.
So at 44 years of age, Jones secured financial aid and enrolled in community college. Next year, she hopes to transfer to the University of Washington and become a software engineer, a skill she knows is in demand. But she admits it's odd being old enough to be your classmate's mom.
I did an internship over the summer, and it's just really weird to be 44 and be an intern. That's sort of uncomfortable. It's weird when your teachers are roughly the same age that you are.
For Carol Bellows, the trade-off of going back to school in her 40s did not pay off.
I regret going to school. I regret being in that debt. I made more money as a ballet dancer than as a landscape architect.
Now 57, Bellows lives in Tigard, Oregon. Her degree did get her a good job, but it only lasted a year.
I got a bonus check at Christmas. All those things that I'd been hearing about for years about, with real jobs. And, I had health insurance, and it was just truly amazing.
Since 2008, her only job has been a temporary gig with the census. Recently, she gave up looking. She says it simply made sense. Her job search took a lot of time, which meant household chores fell to her husband.
He's actually asked me to drop the, job search and take care of things so that the rest of our life doesn't fall apart.
Bellows says making money is not the only thing she misses.
It felt like I couldn't even participate. Excuse me, this is really emotional now. You can't participate in society. You can't go to the store and buy something because you can't afford to. You don't go to a firm and have a Christmas party.
She says she still hopes to work again someday, but sometimes it feels like it would be easier to win the lottery. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.